This is Football Nation. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. And welcome to Week 11 in the NFL as the Colts and the Titans are set to kick off as we're broadcasting live here. They're kicking off in just a few hours. I'm Bill Enright. With me is Todd DeVries. Todd, we're not that excited about the Thursday night game, but I'll tell you what, the two other primetime games in Week 11, we're really pumped up for those.
Speak for yourself, Bill.
I'm
looking forward to seeing Ryan Fitzpatrick under center tonight.
You are not. Sarcasm does not play
well.
Does
he have a big beard going?
Yeah, he does. It's so, like, absurd.
Beard-vember?
It is beard-vember.
Speaking of beard-vember...
Roethlisberger's is pretty bad. He's going to be a bushy one.
What? How does our producer come up with this stuff?
I don't know. Kevin.
Talking about his bushy beard.
Do a great job, Kev.
You just were ready to throw that one out there?
Yeah.
How's your Movember going, Kevin?
It's going well. I got to update you guys. Maybe another selfie tomorrow.
I saw a kind of a selfie of you, by the way, Kev.
Oh, yeah?
A picture of you not looking too happy.
No, I was with Rook last night doing Providence College men's basketball, and that one of the guys in the TV truck knew me, and he sent me that like at halftime. Hmm.
Did you see that, Bill?
It was a sloppy game, to say the least.
What was it on, Facebook?
Yeah, I put it on Facebook because Rook wanted to make fun of me during his show, so he made me put it up.
That's nice.
It's a picture of the...
It's Providence College head basketball coach Ed Cooley and me in the background looking like I'm ready to stab somebody.
Oh, I see it. What are you doing there?
I was engineering the radio broadcast for WEI.
Do you get paid for that?
On the side, yeah.
Nice.
You wouldn't know it by the look of my face.
No, you wouldn't. I mean, you got front row seats.
Yeah, floor seats.
The floor seats to a Division I college basketball game, and you look like you're, oh, man, miserable.
I look like I'm ready to puke
or stab somebody or do something.
Arms folded, scowl on your face, but you got the Movember working.
It's coming in. The hair on my head, not so much, but my lip is doing well.
That's good. Yes. It's always exciting stuff.
So,
get the dirt lip going.
So, you know, Bill, I'll be watching closely to see how Ryan Fitzpatrick does against Andrew Luck.
Come on, knock it off. You don't mean that.
No, I don't. It's pretty bad.
Both of these teams, the Titans and the Colts, shocking losses last week. The Titans gave the Jaguars their first win of the season, and the Colts got blown out at home by the St. Louis Rams. Where'd that come from?
Now, how does that happen?
I have no idea.
38-8 at home to the Rams.
I didn't see that coming, man.
I just don't get it. I don't know about the Colts, man. They're going to be playoff bound, but there's something about that team. They just don't have it all together, man. I can't put my finger on it with them.
Well, last week was the first time I ever got that feeling about them, though. I saw them beat the 49ers.
I don't know, man. That Texans game where they played like crap for three quarters and then came back at the very end, I wasn't impressed with that game either.
Why? They're down 21 points, and they came back.
Yeah, because they're down 21 points to Case Keenum.
Well, a couple dimes to Andre Johnson, and that'll do it for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't impressed, man.
All right.
I don't know. The Colts, there's something about the Colts. Ever since Reggie Wayne went down, Bill, I don't know. Because that has nothing to do with their defense, but they just don't. I don't know. Trent Richardson's terrible. I don't know. They seem like they're just one-dimensional with T.Y. Hilton in the passing game.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, Kobe Fleener's not doing much, and Darius Hayward Bay. Stonehands.
They're doing nothing. It's T.Y. Hilton and no one else. So, we'll see. I mean, but like you said, at least we have two other primetime games that it's about time, you know. Which one are you looking forward to most, Bill? You got the Chiefs at the Broncos, and then you got the Patriots at the Panthers on Monday night.
I'm looking forward to each one for different reasons. I think the Chiefs and the Broncos will be the one I want to watch because I want to see what happens. And I want to see if the Chiefs can go undefeated. I want to see if they can beat Denver at Mile High. I want to see how bad Peyton Manning ankle looks in the game. For the Panthers and the Patriots, I think that's a good game, but for a different reason, not necessarily because it has major implications for each other. Obviously, they're non-conference. But, you know, the Patriots can hold on to second place with a win. The Panthers can hold on to a wild card spot with a win and get even closer to the New Orleans Saints for that NFC South title. So I think each game, they have playoff implications, but at the same time, different for different reasons.
Yeah. I think we're all looking forward to the Chiefs playing a team with a winning record. How about that?
First time it's going to happen all year.
Yeah. I mean, we're almost to Thanksgiving. If you look back at their nine wins, Cowboys and Eagles are 5-5. And
that's it.
You know, those 5-5 records are kind of a fraud as well. Those teams aren't very good. Those are their two best wins, if you look at their resume.
It's amazing. It's
big step up for the Chiefs this week and the next couple of weeks when they got, you know, they got to play the Broncos twice and they got the Chargers coming up twice. They got the Colts somewhere in there, right?
Yes, that is correct.
So I think, you know, let's be honest. How many Chiefs games have been on national TV this year?
I don't know. None.
Exactly. Not many. So I think the whole country is kind of waiting to see who is this team, you know. How does Andy Reid look in red, right?
Well, we've seen plenty of the Broncos.
I know, but we haven't seen anything.
We haven't seen the
of the Chiefs. In prime time that I can think of.
No, you're right. That's it. This is the first
time. I think that, you know, the country's like, okay, we've heard about these Chiefs. You know, we've seen them on red zone a little bit. But big-time game, you know, are they for real or not? And I think they're going to fail.
You don't
fail, Bill. They're going to fail.
I agree with you. I think they fail this week, but when they get the Broncos at home at Arrowhead, I think that's when they win.
Bill, they're going to go 4-3 the rest of the way.
No, what do I think? I think they're going to go 5-2. Yeah, I think they're going to go 5-2.
Here's the record. Let's go through the schedule, Bill. You got at Denver,
loss.
San Diego at home,
win.
Denver at home,
win.
At Washington,
win.
At Oakland,
win.
Colts at home.
Yeah, that game's going to be tough. I think is that your third loss for them?
Potentially.
All right. Well, I'm going to give them a win.
At San Diego.
That game could be a little tricky.
Yeah.
That might be their last loss in the season to go into the playoffs.
So, you know, the first nine games, nothing special. Again, I mean, the teams they played, nothing special. Obviously, they've been playing great. But the last seven games, I'm thinking 4-3, Bill. I think they come back to earth a little bit, kind of limp into the playoffs a little. And we'll see. The question's going to be, can they hold on to a first-round bye, you know, going 4-3, in my opinion anyway.
So if they do go 4-3, what's the record? 13-3, right?
Yep.
And then if they go 14-2.
If they go 14-2, they're the one seed.
The Broncos really control their own destiny. They have to beat the Chiefs, no doubt about it. They have to do it. And then hope and pray that the Chargers can give them another loss as well. If the Broncos can beat the Chiefs twice and then take care of business against the Pats here in a couple weeks, then they'll be the number one seed. Because I don't think the Pats or the Broncos want to travel to Kansas City in January and take on a crazy Chiefs fan base that's been hungry for some playoff action, you know, for the last couple of years, and a crazy, ferocious Chiefs defense.
Well, let's talk about the Broncos then for a second.
All right.
Because their next 3 weeks are no cakewalk either. Because they got to play the Chiefs twice. And, oh, by the way, they got to travel up to Foxborough in the middle.
Well, that's a tough slate of games for them.
Yeah, it is.
We'll see how Peyton looks with this ankle injury. I don't want to start speculating on his health just yet. We'll see what he looks like in Denver. I think I do agree with you. The Broncos win this weekend. That being said, just because they beat the Broncos this weekend doesn't mean they're going to beat the Pats next weekend.
I know. See, I don't think that the Broncos are very good.
Yeah. You don't think the Broncos are very good? What does that mean?
I think they're overrated.
Oh, come on.
No, I do.
Are you nuts?
I think the Patriots are better, and they're going to prove it in a couple weeks.
Todd, the Broncos are on pace to be with the best offense in NFL history.
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care? The object of the game is to outscore your opponent. You do that, and you win.
Peyton Manning, playoffs, no defense, loss.
How could you say that? No defense?
They don't have a good defense.
They shut down the Chargers last weekend.
28-20.
It was a lot further apart than that score.
Give up 39 to the Colts. Give up 48 to the Cowboys. 48 to the Cowboys.
Well, that game was absurd.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to stick with my predictions, Bill, and I do not believe in the Broncos in the playoffs. I just don't.
You think the Pats can outscore the Broncos?
I think they'll beat the Broncos.
Okay. We're going to see a couple
of think the Pats are going to beat the Broncos twice this year. How about that?
Kevin, can we get tickets to that game?
What game?
Broncos-Pats.
I don't know. You have to ask Fred.
Oh.
Fred's the ticket beast.
Yeah, you know, I don't have that kind of relationship with Fred that
I don't,
you do.
I mean, if I got free tickets, I'd help you out, but I don't get anything.
You get a sideline view.
Yeah, but I mean, like, for, like, family or friends or anything, I get squadouche.
Squadouche, huh?
Nothing.
Ugats?
Like, if I got, for example, like, 2-season tickets, like some people do, to give out to their family and whatever, then I'd gladly give them to you guys, but I don't.
Why? Who gets that?
People, I think you have to be here either a certain amount of time or make so much money or be at a certain level, and I'm clearly none of those things. I'm useless.
Aw, poor Kevin. All right. So Todd and I can't come to that game.
You can't tell. You just hit a nerve.
I'll cheer for the Pats. I did when they were playing the Jets.
No, I know you did.
I was very loud.
No doubt about that. You even bought a whose jersey or whose T-shirt you bought?
My man Chandler Jones out of Syracuse.
The best thing I can get you is the discount at the Pro Shop, Bill. That's all
I'm
looking for.
That discount was great. I was on, Todd, it was so funny. I was online. There was a very attractive young lady helped me at the checkout process. And Kevin was like 50 feet back, and he like ran in. He was like, no! He shows him his ID. I got a nice little discount. It was great.
30%.
What about the female?
She was cute.
Couldn't promise him 30% off that, though.
I think she knew Kevin. She was like, hey, Kev.
Really?
Smiling, wheeling and dealing, limousine riding. But it was funny, because he came out of nowhere. He's like, you know, he's like an Austin Powers. No! As I'm about to swipe
my credit
card.
It's like
card.
The Audi commercials with the diesel.
Yeah. Quattro!
Nice. Yeah.
All right, so no go on Pats Broncos next weekend for us.
Maybe if you come, you might be able to get a credential.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Sure, Fred could hook you up with that.
Is it a Sunday night?
At the very least.
Is it a Sunday night game?
It's a Sunday night game, 8:30.
They're not flexing that game out.
No, that's going to stay.
The NFL schedule makers would be on crack if they flex that game.
What are you talking about, flexing out that game?
Well, I'm saying they're not going to flex it out.
Yeah.
Sunday night, I might make the drive.
There you go.
Leave in the morning, get up there at night. All right, so the Broncos. I'm just trying to plan it out in my head, actually.
I know, it's all about you, Bill.
If I could really pull this off. You're damn right it is, Todd. I'm trying to, yeah. Yeah, it is. All right, so Chiefs and Broncos on Sunday night.
Yes.
Pats and Panthers on Monday night. Now, this game's interesting because the Panthers have been red hot. I mean, really on fire. They started off last week at San Francisco. The game was only 10-9, but they went into hostile territory, and they won. Now they get a home game. Sometimes that can backfire on a team where they're coming off a really big win, and then all of a sudden they get a home game with the Patriots coming out of the bye. That could spell some trouble for Carolina.
Yeah, exactly. You got the Patriots on a bye, like you said. You got a West Coast trip, you know, coming off a West Coast trip for the Panthers. Can they stay red hot? This is 5 in a row they've won, Bill.
That's impressive.
And each game has kind of been impressive. I mean, last week was 10-9, you know,
right.
Kind of a low-scoring slugfest, but you could understand that against San Fran.
Sure.
The last four games combined, the average win of those four games in that four-game winning streak was 32-12.
Their defense is
granted
phenomenal.
The four teams they played were not great, but still, they blew them all out. All of them.
Right.
Not even close.
Right.
And then they go on the road to San Fran, win a slugfest. Now they go back home to the Patriots, you know, kind of like we were saying with the Chiefs, Bill. The Panthers haven't exactly been on the forefront of the nation's mind either. But I think that win against the Niners puts them, you know, on the map.
Absolutely.
So now people want to see them. You know, it's kind of cool this week because we see the Patriots all the time. We see the Broncos all the time. But now you got two, you know, up-and-coming teams in the Chiefs and the Panthers. Are they for real? Well, you're going to get to find out for yourself in these primetime games. I think you're right. I think the Panthers – I know we'll make our predictions at the end of the show. I think the Panthers are – they're in a tough spot here.
Yeah. It's interesting. Both of these primetime games, not the Thursday night game, Sunday night and Monday night, two great offenses and two great defenses. And I call the Patriots offense great because the last time we saw them on the field against the Pittsburgh Steelers, we saw Tom Brady over 400 yards. We saw Dobson have a big game. Amendola, Gronkowski, Ridley. Now they're getting Vereen back. Everyone should be very healthy coming out of the bye. So yeah, I think the Patriots have turned a page on the offense and they get back to scoring, you know, 24 points or 30 points a game.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So,
well, hell, even in the last 4 weeks, Bill, I mean, yeah, they scored 55 against Pittsburgh. The 3 weeks prior to that, they scored 30, 27, 27. Mm. Now, that's not shabby.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, you know, they've been on a little bit of a roll here since Gronk came back, and a major role against the Steelers. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, I'd love to see what the over-under is going to be next week when they play Denver.
Yeah, that should be a good game.
What do you think?
That should be high scoring.
Spitballing it. What do you think? 55 over under? 56? Something like that?
Yeah, 54.5 maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah. Now, those are the primetime games. The rest of the games this weekend, they kind of stink. I mean, there's only two teams on a bye, Todd. And yet, when I'm looking at the schedule,
yeah,
there's only maybe one or two games during the afternoon slate that really excite me.
Well, you look at, you know, we like to break it down by selfishly and greedily by what we'll be watching in each time slot, right?
Yeah.
So there's, what, 9 1 o'clock games? One, two, three.
That's
four,
correct.
Six, eight 1 o'clock games.
Yep, 8 of them.
8 1 o'clock games. And how many of those 8 games are games that you really want to watch for fantasy purposes or otherwise?
Just one of them.
One of yep. 8.
You want to tell you which one?
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to take a guess?
Detroit-Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that was a close second. Very close second. The one I want to watch is the Redskins and Eagles.
Really?
Yeah. Todd, a lot of points, a lot of offense, not a lot of defense. That's my kind of game.
Well, let's look at the other games real quick.
Okay.
Jets and Buffalo.
Boring. Two rookie quarterbacks. What do you think about Ed Reed going to the Jets, huh?
Whatever.
Yeah.
He's done. He's done. He's a non-factor.
I mean, he does have the connection with Rex Ryan when he was the defensive coordinator in Baltimore.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just don't see him doing much there at all.
Right.
On the field, hey, maybe he's a locker room presence or something. I don't know.
There was a lot of speculation about Ed Reed coming to the Patriots because I think Belichick's a fan of his.
I just don't think the guy can play anymore.
I tend to agree with you there.
Yeah. So that game is boring.
Right.
How about the Battle of Ohio, the Browns and Bengals?
Another bad one.
When's the last time that game like was fun to watch?
I don't know.
In like the 80s? Like Brian Sipe and whoever the quarterback was for the Bengals, Boomer?
Boomer Esiason?
That game is terrible every year, and they have to play twice every year.
Yeah.
Ravens and Bears? Okay. That's okay.
Nah.
All right. Detroit, Pittsburgh, talked about that. Atlanta, Tampa Bay, no.
Boring.
Cardinals, Jacksonville.
Terrible. That is gross.
Those last two are gross.
I don't know what's worse.
Tampa Bay, Arizona, Jacksonville. The worst would be Tampa Bay, Jacksonville.
Not Cleveland, Cincinnati?
Well, no, I'm saying the worst possible would be if you took Tampa Bay and played Jacksonville.
Oh, yes.
That would be
right.
The absolute worst. But Cardinals,
yes.
Jacksonville is pretty close. Raiders, Houston.
Terrible.
Yeah. So those are your 1 o'clock games. Yeah, you know, Washington, Philly's got some juice. I'll tell you, the NFC East, which is an awful division, Bill, Dallas is on bye this week. But if the Giants can get by the Packers without Aaron Rodgers, and if RG3 can beat the Eagles, by the way, have lost 10 straight home games.
Oh, my God.
Then the NFC East looks like this. Dallas 5-5, first place. Eagles 5-6, second place. Giants and Redskins 4-6.
Yeah, we'll get to the playoff standings in a little bit, but that, I'll tell you, 8-8,
very possible.
8-8, 7-9, they win that division.
Terrible.
Yeah, I know.
4 o'clock games, Bill. You got 4 4 o'clock games. San Diego, Miami.
Boring.
Really?
Yeah, the Miami Bullies. The Miami Bullies.
Yeah, I don't like Miami. They're terrible. Green Bay Giants.
Okay.
No Aaron Rodgers.
No Aaron Rodgers.
Minnesota at Seattle.
Sorry, Adrian Peterson.
And then you got one good game here, Niners at Saints.
Yeah, so two good games on the early afternoon and late afternoons docket. And then thank God for the primetime games. Thank God for the primetime games, because these other games stink. And you have a lot of division matchups. Jets-Bills, Falcons-Bucks, Bengals-Browns. But none of it matters.
Yeah.
Not one of these games matter. Bengals and Browns, maybe. The Bengals have to win that one. Falcons and Bucks is meaningless. Jets and the Bills, I think it's meaningless. I can't. Well, again, we're going to do the playoff standings a little bit later, but I can't see either one of them coming in the wild card. Although the Jets technically,
the Jets are in there now.
I know they are, but I can't see it happening.
Well,
I can't see it happening.
I'm with you. It's a kind of a bad slate. It's kind of, if you just look at it, how can there be so many bad matchups? It's like the perfect storm of bad matchups. From the one o'clock and the 4 o'clock.
I know.
Yeah. Well, you know, like you mentioned earlier, though, Bill. Here's the good news. The good news is the Monday night football games have the matchups have been just terrible most of the year, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised by that, Todd, because usually the Monday night games, that's where the party's at.
Well, mostly it's Sunday night games where the party's at, but the Monday night games.
No, this year it's been the Sunday night games, but in the past I've always looked forward to the Monday night games as being the most exciting game of the week.
Well, the good news is at least we have something to look forward to this Monday because, you know, you and I work in the football industry, and you're right, Monday night it's kind of like, okay, there's another game, no big deal. You know, maybe there's some fantasy juice, but maybe not. Well, this week there's all sorts of juice in this game, so it's good stuff.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the Pats and the Panthers and the Sunday night game with the Broncos and the Chiefs. 855-728-7500 is the phone number here. 855-PATS-500, that's the phone number. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. We'll be taking your fantasy football lineup questions throughout the show, so get them in now. Get them in early while you still can. Plus, we'll talk to Kerry Byrne from coldhardfootballfacts.com. He'll join us a little bit later. How about this, Todd? Kerry's going to be in an NFL Films, A Football Life. You and I both love that documentary series. Kerry's going to be in it on this coming Tuesday, I believe. Tuesday or Thursday.
Very cool. I think it's Tuesday.
Yeah. The progression of the pass.
Yep. The forward pass. It's 100th, right. The 100th year anniversary of the forward pass, and they're celebrating it with A Football Life, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we'll be looking forward to that. Kerry Byrne will join us a little bit later in the show. And again, you have a fantasy football question. Now is a good time to get it in. Just in case you're listening to the show on demand, you can always hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps, at FBallNation. We're always answering fantasy football questions there. And then you can follow Todd at CFFGeek, and I'm at Bill Enright. Got a lot to do today, Todd. I think we're going to take a quick break now, get to some fantasy questions, and also the playoff standings as it currently remains now that we're heading into Week 11. That's all coming up next right here on Football Nation.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Here's a dose of fantasy football from FFChamps.com.
The champ is here! The champ is here! All right, welcome back to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. I promised everyone that we'd be helping you out with your Week 11 lineups in fantasy football, and that's exactly what we're going to do. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Webradio@Patriots.com is the email address. Let's start it off with Sean in Vancouver. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Great, my man.
Great. So I'm in a 12-team PPR three wide receiver, two running back league, and I have a question for my flex. I have Donald Brown from the Colts, as well as the very disappointing Trent Richardson, and the forgotten Baldwin brother, Doug.
Okay, I like that one. I'll tell you what, love the matchup tonight for the Colts, and it's really a shame that Trent Richardson has been such a bust, because this is a game you should be drooling about. This is the kind of game that when you pick Trent Richardson in the first round, you love this matchup. The Titans have one of the worst defenses in the league when it comes to stopping the run. But I'll tell you, it's a good thing you have Donald Brown, because that's what I'm going to tell you to roll with tonight.
I was leaning that way, you know, and I'm glad I'm not like that commercial where Trent Richardson is my favorite player. But
exactly.
It looks like I was thinking either him or Baldwin, but yeah, probably better off with the catches to go with Donald Brown, the backup. He might even get more carries for all I know today.
You know, and he's been getting into the end zone, and he's been outproducing Trent Richardson. So, you know, I would stick with Donald Brown. I think that's a smart move.
And he's more than a handcuff, so there you go.
There, exactly.
All right, well, thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
Sure thing, Sean. Best of luck to you this weekend. It's crazy to think, Todd, in the beginning of the year, I would be telling people to start Donald Brown over Trent Richardson. But that's what it's come to.
What a bum.
Trent.
Yeah, right? Trent's a bum. Just a total bum.
I know.
And now there's like this sex tape video, possibly, with him and a bunch of girls and stuff. Like, what is going on with this guy? Once again, Bill, I say those words. We didn't. How does Kevin have that stuff ready to go?
I don't know. He's amazing. He's like an octopus back there with eight hands.
Well, apparently there were like eight hands on Trent Richardson in this video, from what everyone's saying.
Holler at it. That was a good one. Wow. He even had that ready for
you. He is so quick, this guy. I mean, Trent Richardson, he's a bum, right? We bench him. We just bench the guy. He's done nothing.
And Donald Brown has been playing well. I mean, it's not like Donald Brown has been doing nothing either. Donald Brown's actually he's put up some pretty decent stats.
Well, how about this? How about this for a stat, okay? Yeah. Trent Richardson, 2.8 yards per carry. Donald Brown, 5.9 yards per carry.
Yep.
Not bad.
And you know what? Donald Brown's catching more passes, too. Last game against the Rams, 5 catches, 64 yards and a touchdown.
Well, last game against the Rams, 2 rushes for -1 yard.
But he got, I'm just saying, that would have been just Trent Richardson's stats alone, the 2 rushes, -1 yards. At least Brown is producing somewhere, whether it's in the passing game or the rushing attack. Trent's producing nowhere.
Trent had 5 rushes for 2 yards and
three catches or something. Right.
Yeah. Hey, you just can't play Trent Richardson right now. So, yeah, if you have Donald Brown, I would lean in that direction too. It's amazing to hear my voice say that.
I know. I know. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going to take Avi in Miami. Probably beautiful weather, as always. He likes to rub it in our face. What's going on, Avi?
What's up, man? What's going on, fellas?
It's going great, man. What do you got for us?
Trent's a bum.
Yes, yep. He is. We're all on the same page.
Yeah, I was so close to drafting him. I'm glad I did it. He's a bum.
Good move.
No, hey, weather's nice. I know. I heard there's snow up there. It's really nice now. Like, the front came down. So, like, the weather down here is, like, 70, 75.
Oh, beautiful.
It's breeze. Oh, it's really nice. But now in March, that's what I think it's going nice down here.
Nice, nice.
So, yeah.
But, so what do you got for us today?
So, all right. So let's see. In the league that I really want to win, I've pulled off 6 in a row, so I'm doing good. But for some reason, this match, this week, the kind of iffy on my wide receivers on my flex. And I'm just seeing if you guys can help me out here.
Sure thing. Spit it out.
All right. So here we go. It's standard league, and I have my receiver 1. Is Demaryius Thomas. I know he plays Kansas City, but, I mean, I have to go with him.
Right.
So I got Demaryius. So for my second receiver, I'm kind of debating in between Antonio Brown, Josh Gordon. The thing with Josh is, man, Campbell's not throwing to him. That's my fear, you know. I feel like Devon Best is going to get my touchdown. So I have Gordon, I have Keenan Allen, and I have – Emmanuel, which I don't think an option for me this week.
So you're starting Demaryius Thomas, and you got to pick one of those other four?
Right.
Gordon, Amendola, Keenan Allen, and who else?
Antonio Brown.
I'd go with Antonio Brown. Even though it's a standard league, he's just been getting it done every week.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been getting that touchdown, but, I mean, he had, 10 points for me last week, and it's just consistent, you know? Roethlisberger's always looking at him, so.
Absolutely.
All right, what about for flex? Well, based on these guys, so if, let's say, based on Gordon, Allen, Amendola, and I have three running backs as an option, too, which I don't want to play, but I'll still put them out there. I got Green against the Panthers. I have Ridley. And I have Fred Jackson against the Jets.
I'm not going with Fred Jackson. We got the practice report for the Patriots a couple minutes ago. I didn't see Shane Vereen on it. Now, Kevin, does that mean that he didn't practice, or is he activated off IR yet? Like, what's going on here?
I would assume he's just completely active and not on the injury report at all.
Every kind of football site still has him on the injured reserve. Like, if you look on Yahoo, CBS, ESPN, NFL, they all have him on IR still.
Yeah, I know he's supposed to come back this week.
He is supposed to come back this week. But I'm looking at the practice report and injury report right now. Amendola's on it with a limited participant. Gronk's on it, limited participant. Tom Brady's on it, full participant. Shane Vereen's nowhere to be found. Brandon Bolden, limited participant, knee. No Shane Vereen. No mention of Shane Vereen. So he's playing on Monday night. I expect him to play. I would actually, I would go with Ridley over Vereen only because it's a non-PPR.
Yeah.
Right. It's a non-PPR. But to tell you the truth, I don't trust either of those running backs against the Panthers front seven.
So why doesn't he put one of the wide receivers in the flex?
I think that's what he should do.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Would you put Gordon?
Gordon over Amendola. Yes, I would. And Allen.
Yeah, Allen's playing Miami.
Yeah. It's a non-PPR. Amendola would get the edge if it was, but I'm going to go with Gordon.
Cool, yeah, that's what I have right now. I have Gordon as my flex.
Yeah, I think you got it right.
Okay.
Appreciate the call.
I have Cam. I'm a homer, man. I can't play Cam, so I'm going to put Stafford in, too.
Stafford against the Steelers?
Yeah, I'm putting Stafford over Cam.
Brady carved him up. And who did the Steelers play last week? Dalton. No. Who did the Steelers play last week? Not Dalton. The
Steelers got a good secondary. I mean,
they do.
In that pass game, they got a good secondary. But my head's telling me, the pass will shut down Cam this week. Just keep him in the pocket, make him throw, and I don't think he'll make all the throws.
And the Steelers played the
Bills.
The Bills last week, yeah, Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stafford's a good choice, man. I'd always be playing Stafford over Cam anyway.
Okay, sweet.
All right, Avi, thanks for the call, man. Enjoy that weather down there in Miami. Another Florida caller, Todd. They're really rubbing it in today. DJ in Fort Lauderdale. What's up, DJ?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going good, man. What do you got?
Well,
I got a pretty important matchup. It's against a fellow FF Chance listener that goes by Toasty Dosty.
No!
Wow, okay. Interesting.
So, yeah, I told him in the offseason about you guys, and now he's sneaking up on me in the playoff, sneaking up trying to take a playoff spot from me.
See, DJ, here's the thing, my man, and I appreciate the referral. I really do, because it helps my business out, obviously. But when you have a secret gem like FFChamps.com, you don't share it with another guy in your league.
Fucking don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
Exactly. You know, FFChamps might be the worst referral business out of any business, because once you have a hidden gem, you don't want to share it with your opponent.
You're right, man. You're right. I messed up.
But I appreciate it. But I do appreciate it. But I do really appreciate it. Toasty Dosty's one of our other listeners on our other show. Good guy. Very funny. So I didn't know you guys were familiar with each other. That's great.
Oh, yeah. We're in two leagues together. But
wow.
I'm playing them this week, and I got a flex question and my wide receiver question. I got Anquan Boldin as my wide receiver, man. I've been waiting for him to go off forever.
See, you guys messed up, man. We would have been taking bribes all week. I could have been telling Toasty Dosty to do something else. He could have been emailing me, telling, trying to bribe me to tell you to do something wrong in your lineup. You guys, yeah, misplayed.
Hey, we still got the playoffs, baby.
Okay, all right. All right, so what's your question? I don't mean to stall here.
No worries, man. So Anquan Boldin, I'm tired of waiting for him to go off, but all I have is Emmanuel Sanders and Doug Baldwin.
Sanders is a great option this weekend. Love the matchup against the Buffalo Bills. We know they always let up a couple deep not the Buffalo Bills. Detroit Lions. I'm sorry. I'm getting confused. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. The Lions' secondary is questionable at best. If Antonio Brown's not catching passes, it's Emmanuel Sanders. So I like him better than Anquan Boldin this week.
Okay. And for the flex, right now I have Brian Leonard. I got him off the waiver wire. I also have Steven Jackson and Trent Richardson, two super bums on my bench, and I don't know which one of these guys to start.
Wow. I can't suggest you use Brian Leonard this weekend. I can't. The matchup's great for Trent Richardson, but I don't want to tell you to use him on Thursday night. I'm going to tell you to go with Steven Jackson, dude. I don't like it, but I can't go with Brian Leonard. I can't. He's a fullback. You know, I know they're going to use him at halfback because that's really the only healthy option they have. I don't want you to go with Trent Richardson just because I know he's probably been burning you. If there's ever a matchup to use Trent Richardson, it's this weekend. It's tonight. It's Thursday night game. I mean, the Titans have given up. I'll read it off to you. Week 10 versus the Jaguars. Hold on. Let me get this rushing stats up. They're one of the worst teams in the league when it comes to stopping the run. 11 touchdowns on the year. Two rushing touchdowns in the last 4 weeks. But who knows? Maybe it's just Donald Brown getting that action. So that's why I'm leaning towards Steven Jackson here.
Is it PPR?
I appreciate it, guys.
Is it PPR?
No PPR.
Oh, man.
Todd, want to chime in? You have different
opinions?
There's
no good option here. There's no good option here, Bill.
There really isn't.
I mean, Steven Jackson hasn't scored a touchdown. I know he was hurt, but since the beginning of September. His last game, Steven Jackson, 9 rushes, 11 yards.
Right.
Just terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take a look at what the Buccaneers have been doing against the run. They led up 162 yards to the Seahawks, 79 yards and a touchdown to the Panthers, 30 yards to the Falcons earlier in the season, but remember, that was with Jaquizz Rodgers and Jason Snelling.
Yeah, I'm worried about Snelling and Rodgers taking all the touches from Jackson. That's one of the main things I'm worried about. At least Trent Richardson is only splitting with one other guy, you know?
Right.
And the Colts' offense is better, too, than the Falcons.
These are three really bad options.
Dude, who else is available?
I mean, I could go on the waiver wire, but I guarantee you, other than maybe Bobby Rainey or whatever his name is,
Donald Brown's not available?
No, someone got him just to spite me.
What about Tolbert?
Nope, not available.
Yeah, I guess.
There might be like a D'Angelo Williams might be out there.
No, I don't trust him.
Bill, so Bobby Rainey versus Leonard.
I'd rather have Rainey. But still, Rainey versus Steven Jackson. I'm going with Steven Jackson.
Okay, really?
So I got to choose between Trent Richardson and S. Jackson. Huh?
Yes. And my head's telling me that you should use Steven Jackson because Trent Richardson has been so bad. But the matchup is telling me to play Trent Richardson.
Yeah, I think I might have to go with Trent Richardson.
Well, I'll be pulling for you, man.
As much as I hate it. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem. And listen, you know, Toasty Dosty, he texts me every Sunday, asks me what defense to play. So, you know, you have some time to make some bribes here.
Oh, speaking of defenses, I know you guys said start the Chiefs defense.
Yeah.
But start them.
Oh, well, who are your other options?
Not good one. Waiver wire pick.
Then stick with the Chiefs. They're going to get a couple sacks. Maybe they get one or two interceptions. Maybe McCluster can do something on special teams.
Yeah, they're better than the Colts defense, and they got 8 points. So.
Exactly. Thanks for the call.
I appreciate it.
Take care, DJ. Best of luck to you. It's always frustrating to me, Todd, when people call in or they email us and, you know, it's their only options, and they're such bad options, you have to pick one of them. It's like when you're at the bar and there's no other girls left, and you really want to go home with somebody. You know, sometimes you have to take, you know, take one for the team.
Lower your standards.
Exactly. So we're lowering our standards here with that last caller. DJ had all, you know, good thing it was just his flex. It tells me that his RB 1 and 2 are pretty good. But Steven Jackson or Trent Richardson, you know, probably when he left his draft, he probably thought he was set. And you think about it, that was probably his first two-round picks. Maybe his first and third-round pick.
That's just awful. Here's my thing. Is it fair to say there might be more upside with Rainey than S-Jax or Trent the Bum?
I think there is more upside with Rainey, sure.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. You know what you're going to get from the other two guys.
Right.
You know? I mean, we've waited for Trent Richardson to do something, Bill, and he just hasn't done it.
No, he hasn't.
I mean, the last 5 weeks, he has the most fantasy points he's scrounged up is 6. 6-5-4-5-3.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
I mean, that is just terrible. So I'm not playing him. S-Jax, like the caller said, he's dealing with Jaquizz Rodgers a little bit, and he hasn't produced either with any of the touches he's had. But at least with Rainey, I mean, I know he would have to drop Leonard and pick up Rainey, but at least with Rainey, there's like a little bit of an unknown. Like, who knows?
I would rather have Rainey than Leonard.
Yeah, so would I
know it looks weird because Leonard got more snaps and more carries last week, but I think you're right, Todd. He has more upside.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If I was stuck with his three options, I would just roll the dice on Rainey. I mean, even if he stinks, he'll just be the same as Trent the Bum and his other option.
Yeah.
S-Jack. So, I don't know. That's what I would do.
All right. Sorry we couldn't come to a better conclusion, but I think that makes sense, what you just said.
Yeah. Where are we going next, bud?
Webradiopatriots.com is our email. Again, the phone number is 855-728-7500. I think we should dive into the playoff matchups because it could get very interesting this weekend, Todd. Right now, with the current playoff standings in the AFC, we have the Kansas City Chiefs at 9-0, the New England Patriots at 7-2, and the Colts at 6-3. So those are the top three seeds, all of them obviously winning their division. And then the Cincinnati Bengals at 6-4 are our top of the AFC North for now. Two wild card spots, as crazy as it sounds, the Broncos at 8-1 are the wild card, the fifth seed. And then the New York Jets are 5-4.
Right. So right now, if the playoffs started today, you would have the Jets at Colts and Broncos at Bengals.
Right.
That's amazing.
The Jets got to go. Got to get them out. Can't make the
playoffs.
Who's
coming in?
Sure. All right, well, this is who's outside looking in. It doesn't get much better. Miami Dolphins, 4-5. Tennessee Titans, 4-5. Cleveland Browns, 4-5. Baltimore Ravens, 4-5. San Diego Chargers, 4-5.
Okay, so there's five teams at 4-5. Jets are 5-4.
Correct, sir.
Two questions for you, Mr. Enright.
All right.
Number one, of those five, obviously you don't want the Jets in there.
Don't want them in. Get them out.
I agree with you. Of those 5-4-5 teams, number one, who do you want to see be the last wildcard team?
San Diego Chargers.
Okay. Who do you think is going to be the last wildcard team?
It totally depends on what happens with this AFC North race. Because if the Ravens can start making some noise, I think either they win the division and the Bengals become the wild card, or the Ravens sneak in at the wild card spot.
I think the Ravens will catch the Bengals, huh?
Only two games back, and I believe they play each other again.
Okay. So Dolphins, train wreck, they're not making it. Titans, no Jake Locker, they're not making it.
Right.
Browns, they're not making it.
Right.
I kind of agree with you. I think it'll be between... It's going to be a three-team race between the Jets, Ravens, and Chargers for that last spot.
Jets, Ravens, and Chargers. Yeah, I'm with you there. The Bengals and wow, look at this. the Bengals and the Ravens play week 17.
Well, not only that, but the Ravens play the Jets next week.
Oh, yeah, and Ed Reed was back with is now with the Jets. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, so that'll be a huge game as far as that wild card goes.
Right.
Monster game.
Yeah.
Okay. As far as the other seeds and everything, obviously we talked about Kansas City and Denver. In the next 3 weeks, they play twice. So that's, you know, gigantic. Patriots.
I'm telling you, Todd, Bronco fans and Patriot fans do not want the Chiefs to have the number one seed this year. They don't want them to have it. I think Kansas City is a tougher place to play than New England, and it's a tougher place to play than Denver.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a louder stadium than either of those other places.
Yeah.
And the conditions can be sloppy, but the conditions can be sloppy in all three of those places.
Yeah.
So conditions really aren't you're talking about fan base, just crowd noise.
Crowd noise, yes. Pure crowd noise.
Yeah, and it's before
the Seahawks were the you know, craziest fans in the NFL, it was the Chiefs.
Yeah, and they're, like you said, they're a fan base that has been craving, you know, success for a long time.
Oh yeah.
So they're going to be amped up with any home games they get in the playoffs. So
definitely.
I hear you on that. It's just that'd be a scary place to go.
Right. Denver, to me, not that scary.
Well, you know, the Ravens showed that last year.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So I hear you on that.
Kansas City, New England, Denver, in that order, in terms of places that, you know, home field advantage for the playoffs.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, man. It's going to be interesting because either the Chiefs or the Broncos are going to have to go on the road.
Right.
In that first game.
And they're playing
an extra game, obviously.
Right, and probably have, you know, maybe the second or third best record in the entire NFL.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, all right, now let's take a look at the NFC.
Okay.
Seattle Seahawks coasting, as you predicted. That's your team. Number one in the NFC, 9-1. Saints are second, 7-2. Lions, my prediction for the NFC North, 6-3. Dallas Cowboys, 5-5. They're NFC East division leaders right now. Panthers got a wild card spot, 6-3. Niners have a wild card spot, 6-3. So even with the Panthers, a half game or a full game back from the Saints, if they lose to the Patriots this weekend, they'll still be in the wild card. They'll still be in the wild card. Because here's who's outside looking in the NFC. The Arizona Cardinals, 5-4. The Chicago Bears, 5-4. The Packers, 5-4. The Eagles, 5-5. And the St. Louis Rams, 4-6.
Okay. When is Aaron Rodgers coming back?
I think week 15 or 16.
All right. So they're toast.
Yes.
I mean, because there's, you know, when we're a couple weeks into an injury, you hear all sorts of crazy rumors and, you know, hey, he's progressing nicely or he's ahead of schedule. Like, you hear all sorts of stuff. But the bottom line is he's probably out till week 15.
Right.
And we're only in week 11.
Right.
So they have at least like four more games to without him.
With either Matt Flynn or Scott Tolzien.
Oh, my.
Exactly. So that's why I'm counting them out.
Okay.
Count them out, Todd. Packers
Cardinals,
to me are done.
Cardinals?
Done. I can't. I know.
They're going to be 6-4 after this week because they're going to beat the Jags.
I understand that, but I can't take them seriously.
Bill, listen to this. All right. Panthers lose to the Patriots. They're 6-4. Okay.
Yeah.
Niners lose to the Saints. They're 6-4. Cardinals beat the Jags. They're 6-4.
Oh, God.
Bears could easily beat the Ravens.
Yeah.
6-4.
Yep.
Packers could beat the Giants.
6-4. Eagles could beat the Redskins. 6-5.
Well, let's just say this. The NFC East, Bill, only one team's coming out.
And whoever does, it's going to be like 7-9 or 8-8.
Yes. So let's not talk about the Eagles in the wild card or whatever.
Okay.
It's going to be Eagles or Cowboys winning the division, and, you know, and that's it. The other team's out. That's the way that's going to look. That's the way it's going to be.
I'm with you there. 100% with you.
Thank goodness the Cardinals have some tough games coming up. So I do not want to see them in the playoffs.
No, we do not.
They got Jacksonville, but after that, Bill, they got to play the Colts. They got to play the Eagles. And they still have to play Seattle and San Fran.
The way that the NFC playoff standings as it stands right now, I think will be the way that it is in the, for the playoffs, with the only factor being the NFC East. I don't think, any one of those. Yes, exactly. Yeah. But I think the Niners hold on to the wild card spot, and I think the Panthers hold on to the wild card spot. Both of those teams are good.
I agree. Right now, it would be Panthers at Cowboys, Niners at Lions.
Panthers would have a field day with the Cowboys. Niners and Lions would be a good game, I think. But I like the Lions at home, and I like their offense a lot better than the San Francisco 49ers. A lot better.
Panthers still have to play. You know, they obviously have to play the Patriots. They still have to play the Saints twice.
That could be a good thing for them, Todd. That might actually help their chances because, you know, New Orleans at home is tough. But I think Carolina could get some confidence if they beat the Saints at home. That could be a good game for them. You know, a motivational game, a confidence builder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possible. So who would you like to see in the playoffs? The teams that are in there now?
Out of the NFC?
Yeah.
I don't want to see the Cardinals. I don't want to see the Bears. I don't want to see the Packers. I don't want to see the Rams. I like the Niners and the Panthers having the wild card spot. The NFC East, I really don't, you know how I feel about that. And I want the Lions because I at least want two solid predictions. Lions and the Chiefs were my upset predictions this year. And we all know that my Super Bowl prediction hasn't gone through so well. So at least, you know, my upset prediction is going to be good.
That's a good point. Good point. Yeah, I agree with you. I think that if you had those six teams in the NFC, I think that's a pretty good playoff run there. I think that's pretty good. That's a pretty good set of games.
And then, how do you feel about the AFC? Those teams, you like them?
I want the Jets out, like you said. I don't want the Jets are so boring, and they're not going to do anything.
And you want the Chargers, right?
I kind of like watching the Chargers.
More so than the Ravens?
Yeah, I'm tired of the Ravens. No more Ravens.
No Titans, no Dolphins.
No, and no Browns, please.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all so, right. If you had a rematch, I'd like to see a rematch of the Colts-Chargers in that opening wild card. When I say rematch, I mean they played a few weeks ago. Colts-Chargers.
Right.
So I wouldn't mind seeing that. And then, Broncos or Chiefs, at Bengals. That game kind of doesn't have as much juice as I would hope, but I think that whoever goes in Cincinnati would probably come out with a win.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, once you get through Wild Card Weekend, I think you're going to have eight solid teams left on both sides. I think it's going to be a pretty wild last couple of weeks of the playoff season.
That's why I love the NFL playoffs, man. One win and you're, win or go home. Love that. Love it.
Yep.
All right, Todd. Love doing the playoff standings. We'll keep everyone up to date as we get closer to January, obviously. We're going to take a little break here on Football Nation when we come back. More of your fantasy football calls. Plus, good friend Kerry Bird from ColdHardFootballFacts.com going to join us to talk about his quality stats. That's all coming up next.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it is sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices
prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
All right, welcome back to Football Nation. Got a lot to go in just about 45 minutes to do it. Carrie Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com going to join us in a little bit, but until we get Carrie, we're going to take Mike in Rhode Island. What's going on, Mike?
Going on, guys. I was tweeting you guys like crazy this morning.
You were?
I had a trade go through today, so you guys probably remember. I had offered this guy, Danny Amendola, Gonzalez and Andrew Luck. For Dez Bryant, he came back and he wanted Reed instead of Gonzo. And I stuck to my guns, I turned it down, and he came crawling back, and he took Gonzo instead.
There you go.
Nice.
Reed was the guy you wanted to keep, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a keeper league, too, and I got him as a free agent, so he's not going to cost too much to keep. So that's why I wanted to keep Reed.
Absolutely. Yes. The keeper league, this guy's going to be around a long time with RG3. Nice move.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm happy that went through. Creates a little bit of an issue, though, because Dez is on a bye.
Right.
And I had Amendola in my lineup, so just had a couple lineup questions for you.
Sure.
So Keenan Allen starting, and my options to go along with him at wide receiver are not very good. Aaron Dobson and Emmanuel Sanders are probably my best options. I have Stevie Johnson, too, but they just ruled him out.
Yeah,
right.
Dobson.
How many can we choose here?
One other wide receiver. I have some good flex options. I'll go by that in a second. But one of those guys I need to start as my second wide receiver.
What do you think, Bill? Dobson or Sanders?
I'm going to go with Sanders.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Sanders this weekend.
So, running backs, I got Shady McCoy, and I'm starting Andre Brown with them this week. Flex options, I can start two flex. And one I have as Shane Vereen, and the other is Andre Ellington.
And only one of them?
No, I get to start both of them. I have Lamar Miller, too, but I have those guys in right now. I don't think I'm going to be benching either of them for Lamar Miller or Aaron Donald.
Absolutely not. I like both of those flex options.
All right, I think that's it. I think I won this trade because Luck is, he's a viable starter, but he was my backup. I paid Manning.
Right, and that's why I like the trade for you as long as you weren't giving up Gonzalez because you're not losing...
Reed, you mean?
The only hang-up is
one
of my flex can be a tight end, so I could actually have started Gonzalez with Reed, but I have all those other running backs that are good flex options too, so I didn't need it.
Yeah, you made the right move. Absolutely. Good job.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
Here's the thing with my league. I'm 6-4, but I'm tied for first. My entire league is either somewhere between 6-4 and 4-6. Really tight race this year.
Wow.
And somebody in my league just cut Steven Jackson, and I think I want to pick him up. I think I'm going to drop Stevie for him. He's not playing this week. He's going to buy next week. What do you think of that?
Stevie Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one will pick him up this week or next week.
You think Steven Jackson's worth owning to sit on for now?
Not really.
No. But
I'd rather have him than Stevie J.
Okay.
But he's not,
He's bottom of the roster spot, so that's why I'm just shuffling it around a little bit.
What do you think, Bill?
Yeah, I kind of like that. I don't think you have to worry about losing Stevie Johnson, especially when you're getting Dez Bryant back and you have Dobson, Sanders. I like your receivers.
And I'm also sitting on Crabtree and Randall Cobb. And again, it's a keeper league, so Randall Cobb, I'm going to be able to keep for cheap next year. And Crabtree, at some point, will be back. So I have a few other receivers that will eventually be viable starters for me in the next few weeks.
Man, so you got Dez Bryant in a keeper league. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good move, man.
Yeah, so, I think you'll be good. You'll be set.
Awesome.
All right, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate
you guys
the phone call.
I like that deal, Bill.
He was tweeting me back and forth today, and, I understand Twitter. You only get 140 characters, so it's tough to get all the information you need to know. But once I found out that, he had Peyton, so he didn't need Andrew Luck. He had Reed, which I loved, and I know the guy was trying to get Reed from him, but he was going to end up with Gonzalez, and I wanted him to keep Reed. So I told him to make sure that you do the deal only if you get rid of Gonzo. I love the idea of getting Dez Bryant, obviously.
Absolutely. I mean, if you want to go to the keeper aspect, it'd be nice to have Dez Bryant for a long time, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Gonzo's going to retire. Yeah, you're giving up Andrew Luck, and he'll be around a long time, but it's a quarterback, Bill.
Right.
He has Peyton Manning for this year, and, maybe another year or two Peyton Manning plays, right? So he's fine. I don't worry as much giving up quarterbacks in keeper leagues. Honestly?
No, I don't mind that either.
Andrew Luck's a nice quarterback, but he's not a number one, fantasy quarterback. A number one overall type guy like Peyton Manning. So,
right.
And Amendola, who knows? Amendola. who knows what he's going to be like from year to year. So I think he got the most out of this trade for this year and for the future.
I agree. I'm with you. I'm totally with you. What do you say we get to some emails, Todd, because I know they're starting to stack up. You can email us webradio@patriots.com is our email address. Do you have the first one up or do you want me to read it?
The one I have is from Duke.
Duke!
By the way, I'll start off with what he says in the PS part of his email, Bill.
Yeah.
You are the truth, he says.
That's right, the truth. I totally forgot about it. We are the truth.
We are the truth.
Fantasy football truth.
First, I have to say, due to your advice, I have gotten to 9-1 in my league. You guys are great.
The truth!
That being said, I need your help. Would you rather start the Broncos D or the Chiefs D this week?
I would rather start the Chiefs D.
Non-PPR, would you start Josh Gordon or a receiver I can pick up off waivers like Jarrett Boykin?
Josh Gordon.
Would you start Jimmy Graham or Jordan Reed at tight end?
Jimmy Graham.
And what do you think of my lineup? Where are my weaknesses before the playoffs? His quarterbacks are Stafford and Romo. He's set there. His running backs are Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy, Reggie Bush, Ben Tate, Doik Bell, and Bryce Brown. He's set there.
I mean, there's no reason to believe that this guy shouldn't be 9-1.
Look at this.
His team is loaded.
Wide receiver, Dez Bryant, Calvin Johnson, Josh Gordon.
Tremendous.
Tight end, Jimmy Graham, Jordan Reed.
Even his tight ends, he has two top five tight ends. Crazy.
Defenses, Chiefs, Broncos, kicker, Gostkowski. Wow. That is a – how many guys are in your league, Duke?
This is a four-person league.
That's a stacked roster. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to improve.
Yeah, he's set.
Yeah,
he's all set.
Good. Yeah. Next email. This one is entitled To the Truth Trifecta.
The three of us.
Yeah, surprised he included Kevin in that.
The Truth Trifecta. Well, you know, the Truth duo doesn't sound good. Truth Tag Team, I like that. But we can include Kevin, the Truth Trifecta. I like it.
Okay. This is from Josh from Stratford, Connecticut again.
All right.
Glad you guys like the new nickname, The Truth.
Truth.
I think he's the one that helped us come up with that one last
time. He is. That's correct.
Okay. Peyton Manning trade fell through because not only did the other guy want Kenny Stills and Demaryius Thomas for Peyton, but he also wanted Shane Vereen, so I said no. Now I'm stuck with Alex Smith as my quarterback. Do I start him this week, or do I grab Ryan Tannehill off of waivers?
Go stick with Alex Smith. I apologize.
Flacco's even out there, too.
I like Alex Smith against the Broncos. I apologize. I don't remember that exact email, the trade, what he's talking about here. I do remember him calling us the truth, which I liked. But as far as the trade, I'm not really following here. I guess he wanted Kenny Stills, Demaryius Thomas, and Shane Vereen for Payne. No, I would not have done that either.
Right. All right. We got Sven with the next email, Bill.
Ah, my boy, Germany.
Yes. I have a lineup question for this week. I'm starting Ridley and Le'Veon Bell at running back, Wes Welker and Vincent Jackson at wide receiver. Who should I start at the flex in standard scoring, Bill? Here are his options. Bobby Rainey, Ben Tate, Danny Amendola, Harry Douglas, Percy Harvin, Michael Crabtree, and James Jones.
Ben Tate.
There you go. I have a new fun fact about Germany.
Oh, yes. I love them. I wait all week.
You're not allowed to get either in or out of the car naked, but you're allowed to drive it naked.
Come on, really?
The reason behind that is that your car counts as your private property. So you can drive butt naked all around Germany, Bill, but you just can't get out of your car. Unless, like, I guess you're in your garage.
That's awesome. I love Germany more and more, thanks to Sven. So not only can I drive, here's what I've gathered from Germany. Not only can I drive on the Autobahn at unlimited speed, at maximum speed, wherever, however fast I want to go, I can do it while driving naked and eating one of their 350 varieties of bread.
Right.
Excellent. Sign me up.
All right. Bill, I need you to grab the Patriots schedule for this next email.
Got it in front of me. Go.
I'm jumping way ahead in emails here, but I'm just doing this. Chris asked, what future weeks would you recommend playing both Shane Vereen and Ridley?
Good question. Probably next week, Broncos, high-scoring affair. Let's see what Ridley does this week against the Panthers. I'd probably start both of them against the Texans. and, you know, certainly against the Bills the last week of the season. Maybe Miami Dolphins week 15. That being said, it really depends on who your other running backs are and what their matchups look like as well. Because, you know, I don't just do blanketed rankings. I look at the matchups every week. I look at the injury reports every week. I judge how, you know, the defensive line's playing, the offensive line's playing. All that factors into what we do at FFChamps.com. I like the idea of having Ridley and Vereen as options. So a couple of those games seem like good ones, with the first being next week with Denver.
All right. Fair enough.
All right, I promise Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com will join us, and he does that now. Always a pleasure to bring on Kerry. Kerry, how's it going, my man?
I'm doing very well, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We were talking about earlier in the show about your appearance on NFL Films, A Football Life. We're excited to watch you.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool. You know, the NFL Films and NFL Network have been very kind to us. You know, I knew Cold Hard Football Fast back in the day, man, when Steve Stable invited us down. He had a bunch of our stories up on his office, up on the wall in his office. And I'm like, okay, this is legit. And he was obviously, you know, he passed away last year, but he was very good to us. And you know, now with the Football Life episode with JB's Tuesday, you know, Football Nation's a part of it. They invited us to be there. Guys, it's like Hall of Fame quarterbacks and Football Nation. That's who's in it.
Yeah, who else is in this? Joe Namath is in there. Boomer Esiason. Who else is there with you?
Well, Doug Flutie, who should be in the Hall of Fame in my world. but it's great, guys. It's all about the history of the forward pass. And you know, basically, not to get too geeky, but, you know, the forward pass is what separated American football from rugby, right, from soccer, and from the way what other people call football is played around the world. And it really was a revolutionary moment, not just in American sports, guys, but in American pop culture. Because think of the importance of the quarterback, and think of how, you know, the Hail Mary, and think of, like, the Don McLean song, American Pie, where they talk about the, you know, the player's side to the forward pass. It really was an evolutionary moment, a revolutionary moment in sports, certainly in football, but in American pop culture. And that's what the whole show is about, and that is Tuesday night. I'm excited that Football Nation is part of it, guys. I really am.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome stuff.
Certainly want to NFL Network. I mean, I watch it all day long, so I love the documentaries. It kind of gives me a nice little break from just the constant news and analysis and all the stuff that they have going on during the day. The Football Life documentaries as a whole, I mean, we love them. We love the Pat Summerall.
Yeah, they love them. I mean, you know, they're so different. What I'm fascinated by, Dylan Todd, by what you guys do, not to blow smoke up your you-know-what, but you guys know so much about you know, the ins and outs of what every player is going to do week in and week out, whether it's in pros or in Todd's case in college or, you know, also in the pros. And that's an incredible wealth of knowledge. But, you know, they look at football and those things from, you know, more like just a human, you know, personal point of view. And it's just kind of a different way of looking at football. And I think, obviously, like everything NFL Films does, they do an incredible job with it.
All right, Kerry, let's take a look at this upcoming slate of games. Let's look past the Thursday night game with the Colts and the Titans, but I do want to focus on the two other primetime games. Todd and I spoke about them earlier. Broncos and the Chiefs, Patriots and the Panthers. We're really pumped up for both of these games. What are your stats telling you that we should look out for?
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. You know, after we've had a pretty bad primetime slate this year, right? And this is really goes over the top. And I don't know if I can say this. Kevin, get your finger on the mute button, but the Broncos-Chiefs game is a statistical wet dream, gentlemen. It really is. We're talking about perhaps what might go down as the greatest, most prolific offense of all time in the Denver Broncos. You know, right now they're averaging 41 points per game, and the record was set by the 1950 L.A. Rams. I mean, we're going back a long time, who scored 39 points per game. We're looking at something historic right now. The Broncos, but you know what? Denver, we wrote a story about this last week. Denver may be the smartest, most efficient football team that's ever lived, is how we titled it. You know, they're not putting up big numbers on offense. Obviously, their defense is very good, the best in football. But they're very smart. They're very efficient. They take advantage of their opportunities. They're number one in turnover margin. They're number one in third down defense. Alex Smith, the fewest number of turnovers by any quarterback in football this year. An underappreciated aspect of his game, guys, is the reason why he is 29-6-1 since 2011 with two different teams, because that doesn't really show up in the stat sheet like a 400-yard passing day does, but limiting those mistakes is critical to success, and I think it's a great, great matchup of one of the great offenses of all time against one of the great efficient teams of all time. And that, to me, like I said, guys, it's kind of a statistical dream to kind of see this come together.
I agree, Kerry. I mean, you know, we talked about it earlier in the show. All of America really hasn't had a chance to sit down and focus on the Chiefs yet, you know? They've kind of played nine teams without a winning record. They had the bye week, and here we go, because the rest of the way, I believe five of their seven games are pretty tough ones. So I think that America is going to, you know, kind of be introduced to the Chiefs in that Sunday night game and, you know, reintroduced to Andy Reid. So I think we're
pretty
pumped
about that. Yeah, great way to put it, Todd. Absolutely.
You know? Let's talk about the Patriots now, Kerry.
Just real quick on that. You mentioned something relevant, that the Chiefs are the only team in football that have yet to play what we call a quality opponent. They have a single game against a team with a winning record. But the Broncos have only played one quality opponent. They played the Colts, and they lost that game, don't forget. So neither one of these teams, a combined, 17-1 right now, has beat a single team with a winning record. So not only do the Chiefs have something to prove, and people, as we said last week, they've won a lot of games with few believers. They have something to prove, but the Broncos do too. Even though everyone loves them and loves Peyton Manning, they've yet to beat a team with a winning record themselves. So I think, you know, it's gonna be pretty interesting how this second half schedule plays out for both of them.
And you can thank the NFC East for both of those stats, because you know, I think combined, I think the Broncos have played all four of the NFC East teams, and the Chiefs have played three of the four so far. So that definitely helps out with that, you know, playing nobody with a winning record thing. But let's focus a little bit, turn our attention to Monday Night Football. Finally, we get a good game to sink our teeth into. And hey, Carolina Panthers, Kerry, you told us last week they were number one in your quality stats power rankings. They proved it with a big win in San Fran.
Yeah, I mean, they were a very statistically stout team. They do everything well, Todd. We have 23 quality stats at Code Out Football Facts, and we size up every opponent in every game. If you come to Code Out Football Facts and become an insider, we size up every opponent in every game and all 23 quality stats. The Panthers, heading into last week at San Francisco, and I think it's still true this week, were in the top 10 in 20 of 23 different quality stats. That's phenomenal. That's why they were number one in our power rankings. In fact, they fell to number two behind Seattle because they struggled a little, a big win, but, you know, just they didn't dominate. So they're a shade behind Seattle, who's back at number one. But still, Carolina, a very good all-around team, but like Denver and Kansas City coming into this week, Carolina had something to prove last week, because they had not beat a quality opponent either. In fact, the only quality opponent they had played was Seattle in week one, and they lost that game at home.
Yep.
So Carolina proved something. You know, with that win in San Francisco, now they have to prove they can beat the dynastic Patriots at home, prime time, a very big game, and against guys, a very good team, and the Patriots, you know, quietly a very, very good defense, number three right now in defensive passer rating. This is going to be a fun, knock-em-down, drag-em-out, great football game on Monday night.
Kerry, do you ever look into the fact that, like, you know, Bill Belichick is 10-3 when he's coming out of a bye? Do you appreciate those kind of stats, or are you only going with what you're seeing in the games?
Bill, the way we put it is every game is a unique statistical event, unlike any that came before or will come after it. So while some of those stats are nice, we don't tend to look at those. And, you know, because, you know, say Bill Belichick's record is, you know, 10-3, whatever, after a bye. But those were 13 different teams. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
And they were 13 different opponents. And they weren't playing the Carolina Panthers on the road on Monday Night Football against a very good defensive club in each of those games. So I find that interesting. And we report on that. We have a lot of great point spread data, especially for our insiders. But, you know, like I said, we look at every game as a unique statistical event. And this is a game of pretty much, guys, two evenly matched teams. Carolina's had the better offense over the course of the year. But the Patriots have come around. The Patriots have averaged 35 points per game in the last four games. They, you know, their record 55 points scored against the Steelers team last week. You know, this is a potential Super Bowl preview. And I think we're going to see a great, great, hard-hitting game in probably the best Monday Night Football game of the year.
Wow, Super Bowl preview, huh? Pats and Panthers?
Well, why not? Why not?
What happened to your Seahawks?
Well, listen, they were my preseason pick. They're still number one. Like I said, they edged Carolina again in our quality stats power rank. But, you know, Carolina has a very legitimate shot of getting there. The Patriots have a very legit shot. Listen, you know, let's look at the AFC. Denver is a flawed team. They have a bad defense. Kansas City, people aren't believing in them. Cincinnati's not going to win. Cincinnati's not cut to do it. Indianapolis, you know, has kind of had some mulligan losses in recent weeks. The Patriots have as good a shot as anybody to get to the Super Bowl in the AFC, and I think you can say the same about Carolina right now.
Yeah, it's funny. Todd and I did our playoff standings a little bit earlier, and we kind of looked at the teams in the AFC, and other than the Jets, we kind of figured that all those other teams would make it.
Yep. But, you know, let me ask you guys, who's going to win the AFC right now in your mind?
I told you guys in August it was Patriots-Seattle, and I'm not going to
wait. Yeah, and I said the same thing too, Todd. But, right, I mean, are you still right now today? Are those your top teams? Okay.
I'm feeling good about my prediction.
Yeah, I am too. But I'm just saying Carolina is a legit, you know, they're a legit team, guys. They have, anything can happen. Just because I believe Seattle is the best team in football, and right now they are, that doesn't mean they're going to win. You know, that doesn't mean they can't lose a playoff game, right? So,
yep.
We are talking, a potential Super Bowl preview Monday night.
I tell you, the one X factor here before we let you go, the home field advantage thing in the playoffs is always interesting. And, man, Bill mentioned it earlier, the Kansas City fan base, that is a rabid fan base, tough place to play. It would be very interesting to see if the Chiefs could get that, you know, home field advantage all the way through. That'd be a tough place to win. I will say that. For the Patriots or for Denver or whoever going in there, that would be a tough venue to play in January.
John, you know who's getting a free pass and is under intense pressure right now? The Denver Broncos. If they split with the Kansas City Chiefs, we're looking at a potential 13-3, 14-2 team in Denver.
Going to Cincinnati.
On the road.
Yep.
And wild card weekend to face the Bengals or the Patriots or whoever it might be. For the Colts, who they already lost to in Indianapolis, Denver needs to win both these Chiefs games the next 2 weeks to even get a first-round bye. I mean, they're under a lot of pressure right now, and I don't think people are talking about it.
It'll certainly be interesting to see what happens this week, and that's why we're all looking forward to the Sunday night game with the Broncos and the Chiefs, because it certainly has a lot of playoff implications and a lot of home field implications for seedings in the playoffs. We're looking forward to it. And we're also looking forward to Kerry's, the progression of the forward pass NFL Films of Football Life. Can't wait to watch
life,
that next
the
Tuesday.
Forward pass, and this is the 100th anniversary of Notre Dame popularizing the forward pass with a 35-13 victory over Army that shook up the football world 100 years ago this month. And the story really begins there, and it's going to be a great episode.
Can't wait for it. You can check out Kerry Byrne at coldhardfootballfacts.com. Follow him on Twitter, @footballfacts, and watch him on NFL Network's A Football Life this coming Tuesday. Kerry, thanks so much for joining us. Have some fun this weekend.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good night.
So there you go. The great Kerry Byrne once again gracing his presence, not only on our show, but also on the NFL Network.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Kerry Byrne's stats are in demand, and if NFL Films picks up the phone and calls you, you better answer it.
Kerry's an interesting guy. We've been over to his house, and Bill, he has like a room. It's kind of like an old office from like the old days. Like, you know when you see like a biography on like a show on like an old author, and he has like just books, like a library of books in his office, and half of them are like opened and like bookmarked, and there's just papers everywhere. Well, that's kind of how Kerry's office is. It's just football stuff everywhere, all over the place.
Yep.
And I think he references all that stuff when he writes his stories, and he that's how he's such a guru with all the history. He's a huge historian when it comes to all that stuff.
He certainly is, and that's why we have him on here every week. Certainly brings a unique perspective when it comes to football and the stats that he covers. Todd, I think we're going to take a quick break here on Football Nation. When we get back, all of your emails, all of your telephone calls, that's coming up next on Patriots.com Radio.
exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.
All right, final segment of the show as we're heading and getting closer to Week 11. Colts and Titans are going to kick off live in just a few hours as we're broadcasting live on Patriots.com radio. I think we should finish strong, Todd, to help as many people out with their fantasy football lineups for Week 11.
Okie doke, want to hit the emails.
That's right, the emails, yes.
All right. First question is a non-fantasy question, I believe, Bill.
Okay.
It is from, I'm not sure who it's from, to be honest with you, but it's the question is, when does Stephen Ridley become a free agent?
Looks like it's from a cell phone.
Yeah.
They text us an email. Yeah. When does Stephen Ridley become a free agent? Let me look this up real quick. I believe it's in 2015. So he has this year and next year left on his remaining rookie contract. He gets paid about $777,000 next year. I believe the deal was like $2.4 million when he signed it as a rookie.
Okay.
Four-year deal, $2.9 million.
You think the Patriots, it's way early for the question, or you think they're interested in keeping him?
I have no idea. Let's see.
It's too far off.
Yeah.
If it was at the end of this year, we can maybe speculate on that, but we're speculating 2 years.
I'll put it this way. As long as he keeps up his production and continues to do what he does, he stays out of trouble, then yes, I assume the Patriots would keep him.
All right, next question is from Keegan in Texas. 12-team standard scoring. Never thought I'd ask this question, but given the defense Brady's going up against this week, should I start Tom Brady or Nick Foles?
That's not a bad question. And I think based on Brady's performances and his production earlier in the season, and based on Foles' latest production, 16 touchdowns and zero interceptions, I can understand why he's asking. I actually have Foles ranked one spot ahead Tom Brady. I have Foles at 7 and Brady at 8. So based on the matchup and based on the way that Foles is producing, I'm going to tell you to go with Nick Foles here.
Wow.
10 touchdowns in the last two games.
Next question, tight end, Vernon Davis or Jordan Reed?
Jordan Reed.
Vern's a little banged up. He has been practicing concussion, but Jordan Reed's been very consistent since he's kind of come out of the scene.
Yes, he has been.
Last question is Andre Brown, Shane Vereen, or Le'Veon Bell in the flex?
Andre Brown, Shane Vereen, or Le'Veon Bell, and we're not sure about the PPR for standard scoring. I'm going to go with Andre Brown, Todd.
Very big last week for the Giants. He's looking good, so I agree with you there. Next question is from Todd in Jacksonville. He says, I need your professional help.
The truth.
The truth. I've been up and down all year, sitting at 5-5, 10-team, 1-point PPR.
Okay.
Pick one, Rivers or Foles?
Foles. Foles.
Running back, Chris Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Ridley, or Vereen?
Pick two of those guys?
Le'Veon and who?
Yeah, Chris Johnson and Le'Veon Bell.
Okay. Pick two, wide receivers, Keenan Allen, Victor Cruz. That's a pretty good start. Would you start Percy Harvin or Roddy White over any of those guys?
No, I wouldn't. Right, Cruz and Allen.
So pick from the flex, Ridley, Vereen, Harvin, Roddy.
You know, I would love to know that Vereen is active and ready to go, and he's going to play, because that's who I'm leaning toward right here. Unfortunately, if he's playing on Monday night, we're probably not going to know.
Okay. Next question is from Josh, Pats fan from New York City. He had a disappointing Week 10 loss, looking to rebound. Which tight end should he pick up for Tony Gonzalez? Available is Scott Chandler, Garrett Graham, Heath Miller, Tim Wright, John Carlson, Rob Hausler.
Heath Miller.
Also, would you start Kansas City's defense over Houston's defense?
Yes.
Okay. Next question
I'm not benching the best defense in the league.
Got it.
Yep.
Next one is from Dan. First off, I want to thank you guys for your advice. At long last, and after much deliberation, birthdays have been disabled from my Facebook page.
That's great. That is great. You know,
smart man.
Todd, I think I may follow your trends and remove my birthday on my Facebook page as well. I don't need people.
It was just such a nice weekend last weekend. Nobody bothered me on Facebook, all that.
You know, but then you have guys like me who would have called you. I just didn't realize, you know, I need that reminder. That's why I like the Facebook, alert, because it reminds me that that is important people's birthdays. Everyone else I can ignore.
Yeah.
But, hey, you lived. You're still breathing without a happy birthday
I didn't
from me.
Just thinking phone call.
No, I know. Okay.
Or text. It would have been a text. It would have been you know what it would have been?
What?
It would have been HBD. That's all you would
have
been.
No. I'm not that big of a DB.
Yeah. All right, two questions. 12-team full point PPR. Who's the odd man out? Spiller, Noshon, or Vereen?
Spiller.
Second question. I know you guys have stressed Andrew Luck over Nick Foles in the long term.
Yes.
But this week, just about every factor would suggest starting Foles over Luck.
He is correct.
Okay. So you're starting Foles over Luck. Okay.
I am.
Which wide receiver? Hilton, Garcon, or take a chance on Harvin?
Garcon.
Over Hilton.
Correct.
So you rank him Garcon 1, Hilton 2, Harvin 3.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is from Chris. Standard scoring league. Tom Brady is his quarterback, Bill, but he was able to pick up Nick Foles. We just talked about this with a different emailer.
Use him.
Yeah. So I'm kind of reading through here. Moving forward or just this week?
Just this week.
Week by week.
Especially next week. Brady's playing the Broncos. I'm all in on that matchup.
And Eagles are on a bye.
Right.
So, yeah. So go Foles this week, Brady next week, and then a couple weeks from now, you'll have decisions to make from there on out.
Chris, he adds at the end of his email, you guys have given me great advice and just wanted to let you know that I'm currently in second place in my league after spending many weeks at the bottom. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that.
Next one is from our boy Joachim from Oslo, Norway, Bill.
Get him.
International.
All right.
Hi, guys. Need some help this week, so I turn to the best in the business.
The truth.
Standard league. This week, I need to drop one of my players to pick up a defense. Who should I drop? He's got – who does he drop? Look at this team, Bill.
I'm looking at his running backs because he's got Matt Forte, Jamal Charles, Ben Tate, Shane Vereen, and Danny Woodhead.
It's standard. It's not PPR.
Yeah. And he's got Andre Brown. I'm dropping one of those running backs, and it might be Ben Tate. You're never going to plug Ben Tate in over Forte or Charles. Andre Brown's been on fire. I like Vereen and Woodhead, although it is non-PPR. He has, does he drop Julius Thomas? He has Jordan Reed.
Let's say this. First of all, his team is stacked.
Yeah, it is.
He's in good shape.
Yeah.
To me, Bill, it's Vereen or Woodhead.
I guess my question is, who is his defense that he's dropping? And who is he trying to pick up? I mean, who did he use last week? The Rams or the Cowboys? I doubt it.
I don't know.
So maybe you just keep the defense that you used last week.
Well, maybe he dropped that defense and he picked somebody up off waiver. Maybe he picked up Andre Brown or...
Right.
Ben Tate or something, or Vereen.
Yeah.
And so now he's like, okay, I got my guy, but now I need to drop someone else to, you know.
So who are you dropping in the non-PPR?
Tate, Vereen, or Woodhead.
Yeah, I think I'd drop Tate.
Okay, the ribs. He's got the ribs.
Yeah.
Okay. The last email that I see here, Bill, is from Dan.
That's correct.
Half-point PPR. Start two out of the three at running back two in flex. So here, pick two. MJD, Rashad Jennings, or Vereen? Half-point PPR.
Yeah. I want to say Vereen. I just don't know what his status is. What happens if the Patriots only use him five snaps and they really wait to unleash him against the Broncos?
Yeah. Well, here's what Dan can do here. Pick someone else as his running back too. MJD or Rashad Jennings?
MJD.
Okay. Now in the flex, he could put Vereen in there, or he could go with a wide receiver, James Jones, Mike Wallace, Percy Harvin.
James Jones, Mike Wallace, Percy Harvin. I'd go with Vereen over all those guys.
Okay. Despite what you just said about him, who knows how many snaps he's going to get?
Well, who knows how many targets Mike Wallace is going to get. Same thing applies to Percy Harvin. We don't know how much he's going to play. And then James Jones has been MIA, absent without leave, ever since Aaron Rodgers went down, and he's dealing with his own knee injury as well.
Okay. Finally, Fleener or Clay at tight end?
Fleener.
Another question from Dan. Start two from this list. Steven Jackson, Rashad Jennings, Chris Ivory, Bobby Rainey.
Oh, boy. Rashad Jennings and Chris Ivory.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And we just got another one. Last minute fantasy question from Mike. Two quick questions. I've been playing the matchups on defense all season long. The best ones out there for me this week are the Giants, Packers, or Indianapolis Colts. Who do you like?
Giants, Packers, or Indianapolis Colts?
Colts against Titans. Giants and Packers play each other.
Yeah. I like the Packers and the Giants matchup, and the Giants are at home, so let's go with him.
All right, second
let's
question
go with
is
them. I should say
PPR. Who would you pick for the flex? Is that what he's asking here?
Yeah, PPR flex.
So Jordan, he's got a lot of options: Jordan Reed, Josh Gordon, Shane Vereen, Andre Brown, Sproles, and Ellington.
Andre Brown.
Got it.
If he only needs one flex, Andre Brown. If he needs two, Andre Brown and Jordan Reed. If he needs three, Josh Gordon, Reed, and Brown.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, he doesn't indicate how many he needs there, so it's tough.
All right. So we got through all the emails. Do we spend the last 4.5 minutes actually talking to Kevin, or what do we do?
Kevin, how you doing in your leagues?
I'm doing okay. I had a good week last week, cleaned up one in both. I actually had a question for you guys, though.
Of course you did.
Hang on. So I'm in a little bit of a conundrum that's actually good to have. I'm running back heavy, and I know I'm going to play LeSean McCoy, but I have a running back slot in a RB wide receiver flex spot that's open. It's a half-point PPR, and I'm going to tell you some of the choices. So I got to pick two of these guys, okay?
All right, so you need one in the running back, one in the flex, half a point PPR. Go.
Yep. So I have D'Angelo Williams, Pierre Thomas, Darren Sproles, Willis McGahee, Brian Leonard, Mark Ingram, and Bobby Rainey all on my roster.
You have all three I of have the eight, Saints running backs and all two of the Bucs, running backs.
I have eight running backs on my roster.
Okay.
So I'm deep. And I don't know who to start.
Pierre Thomas is in.
Pierre Thomas is in?
Yeah.
So I have all three Saints, two Bucs, and I have D'Angelo Williams and obviously McGahee, who I'm not going
to
play.
You need to use your roster space more wisely.
I like to hog players so other people can't get them.
Like Willis McGahee.
Like I also have my opponent this week is without kicker right now. Doesn't have one. So I picked up like Matt Prater to stuff on
Come
my bench.
Come on.
I did.
How many roster spots do you have?
About a billion. Let's see. We have – so you have to start two quarterbacks, two running backs, a flex, three wideouts, a tight end, a defense, and a kicker. And then on the bench, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 9 spots.
Holy moly.
And there's
well, I'm telling you, you can do better with your roster spot than Brian Leonard – and Willis McGahee.
All right, I just like screwing people over, though.
But you're not screwing anyone over because no one is. If anything,
they're desperate.
If anything, you want them in other people's starting lineups.
Okay.
So Bill, so he's
Pierre
putting
Thomas
Thomas
is
in,
one. Okay.
And then it's Sproles, Ingram, or Rainey.
Sproles.
And D'Angelo Williams, too.
Sproles.
Sproles?
Yes.
So I'll start these two.
Yes. But do you hear what I'm saying, Kev? You want people starting Willis McGahee. You hogging him is not doing anything. It's actually hurting you.
Okay.
Wouldn't you want your opponent to have two? Wouldn't you want to have your opponent?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Come on, chuckle, Bill. That was funny.
It wasn't.
Oh, come on.
You know, you beg us for advice. I'm trying to give it to you.
I was trying to impress you with all the running backs I had acquired.
not impressive. You failed at that.
All right, so I'm dumping Willis. Who else am I dumping?
Willis McGahee. He has 4 points, 4 points, 3 points, 3 points in the last 4 weeks.
So who else?
You want someone like that in your opponent's lineup,
dude. So who else am I dumping?
Willis McGahee and Brian Leonard.
Okay. I like Brian Leonard.
Well, what do you like about him?
I don't know. He's like Mike Allstar, reincarnate.
No, he's not.
I
watched him at Rutgers. He's not like Mike Allstar.
Get you know, good running form, runs upright, holds on to the ball, get nice.
I actually watched Brian Leonard.
Thighs.
I watched Brian Leonard in high school.
Did you?
He was a highly touted prospect
from
upstate New York when I was at Syracuse, and he wanted to go to the same school as his brother, and Syracuse didn't offer him his brother the scholarship. They only offered him.
Gotcha.
So that's why he went to Rutgers.
So you would hang on to Rainey then, because you think he's going to get the load.
I don't think he's going to get the load, but I think his ceiling's a little bit higher.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a guy that's worth kind of waiting and seeing on, you know?
Because they got to play somebody at running back, so.
I would think so.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm going to go with the two-headed monster of Thomas and Sproles and watch Mark Ingram have 8 touchdowns this week on my bench.
Well, I'll tell you what. If that happens, then you can do whatever you want with the show next week.
Okay, I like that. Kevin.
8 touchdowns, you can do whatever you want.
8 touchdowns.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go. Want to make our predictions for the Pats and the Panthers?
I like it. Let's do that.
You go first.
I'm going to go against the grain. The Panthers are a 2.5-point favorite, I believe, as of right now. I'm going to take the Patriots in this spot. I'm going to go New England. I'll go New England 27, Carolina 21.
Oh, very interesting. Todd, what's your prediction?
Pass 23-16.
All right.
Ooh,
so
I like that, Todd. I like that.
We all have the Pats winning. I'm with Todd. I think it's going to be a little bit of a low-scoring game. I'm going to go 21-17 Patriots.
Yeah. I like Todd's pick now that I'm hearing it, but I'm not going to take it.
23-16?
Yeah, I like that.
23-16, that's good.
I like those.
Final.
I think that this game has... I think it has the possibility of having a little bit of a funky score with either a lot of field goals or something weird happening. And I think that it could turn into a little bit of an ugly game. But I'm hoping for the best for fantasy purposes. I'm hoping for some touchdowns.
I think the Patriots are in a good spot. They have the bye. They're coming off a nice game. They had the bye. Panthers are coming off a West Coast road trip.
They're pretty much, guys, as healthy as they're going to be. You know, because all the guys that aren't healthy are on IR, so they're not coming back. So it is what it is.
All right, gentlemen, any last words before we take off for today?
I have one last question for Kevin.
What do you got?
Kevin,
yep.
As a Patriots guy,
yeah.
Who are you rooting for in the Broncos-Chiefs game?
That's a good question. I'm probably...
It's a big question. Every Patriots fan should be thinking
about
this.
I'll probably be rooting, my reasoning is a little flawed, but I'll probably be rooting for the Chiefs.
Wrong.
Because I think that they have the greater capacity to lose more games down the stretch here.
I think they're going to go 4-3, Chiefs.
I think 5-2.
Yeah. I'm actually just looking forward to sitting back and watching that game. I can't wait. And I'm so glad we play on Monday night so I can do that. So
I think you should be working on getting us tickets to next Sunday's game.
Tickets are not going to happen. At least not through me.
Just
Frederick J. Kirsch might be able to help you.
You know, just mention it. Be like, hey, Bill and Todd, we're thinking about coming to the game, Fred.
Bill and Todd's excellent adventure might be coming. Is there anything we can do to help them?
That's it. That's all you got to do.
I can do that for you.
Put me in a wig. I'll wear some pom-poms and sneak on the field that way.
I can do that. You can stand right next to me.
There you go.
You can make that happen.
All right, so we have a very exciting weekend as we're heading into Week 11. I want to thank all of our listeners, all of our emailers, all of our callers, especially to Kerry Byrne, our great guest from ColdHardFootballFacts.com. For Kevin Collins, Todd DeVries, I'm Bill Enright. Thank you for listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.